So, let's talk about your paintings. A few of them impressed me a lot. There are, if I'm not mistaken, three paintings entitled Paola, that pictures a young pregnant lady. In my opinion, the paintings are very similar to Manet's masterpiece, Olympia, 1863. I remember I saw the picture and I said, oh, it's like, did he in any way inspire you? Or did any artist?
I think it's almost impossible to say which painter impressed you most, because I've looked at paintings for so long. I think subconsciously they all go in. So I'm sure especially French painters, since I've probably impressed, you know. So anyway, the girl was my model before, and then she became pregnant.
So
and she was very tired, so I said, lie down, we do that. And so I liked the idea of having very uncomfortable, and then you can see it's three pictures I did, you know, 7, 8, 9. And, and then I did pictures of the baby.
Oh. Yeah. So was she actually modeling there for you? She was staying there with
you? A very nice woman. She's also my secretary. But she started work with us, and my daughter is also a painter, as a model. When, you know, and then you get to know the models very well, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to know, how much do you feel yourself in Stanley Kubrick's films? Like, for example, in Eyes Wide Shut, there's a story about this couple. As when you saw this film, how much of yourself in Stanley's life did you see in the motion picture?
I think the strength of the Schnitzler story is, and when Stanley was very young, he first wanted to make the film, and I hated the idea. Because all couples know every person in the world is an expert on what goes on in their heads and how they behave. So I think we are in it, but every other couple is too. We're not alone in that story. I think it pertains to all people. Yeah, and the reason he chose a couple like Tom and Nicole is because they're two people who have everything in life. They're very beautiful, they are successful, they wouldn't have any problems finding a lover. So he wanted it to be all their fault. No outside influence, no... no diversion from what their emotional sloppiness is, and so because they are better off than most couples, and even so, they behave in the way they do.
So exploring this universe, this couple universe, did something occur? Also, as in your couple, did something help you also understand?
No, we had both been married before, Stanley and I, and we had both been through horrible marriages. So by the time we met, we knew how important it is to, if you want to be happy, you know, be honest and be very straight.
A question that's very actual now for what's happening this period. Mm-hmm. So how do you think Stanley would have reacted to the tragedies that occurred in New York, his hometown?
With fear, like all of us. Horrible fear that mistakes are going to be made now. Because we all feel furious, and we always know that the worst mistakes you make when you're angry. Don't you think?
I do actually. And also because of the religious point of view, that it's important in what happened in these tragedies.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you can be sure that the innocent people get killed and starved to death, and it's starting already in Afghanistan. It's never the culprits. It's impossible. How do you find a needle in a haystack? So they bomb and burn the haystacks. It's always happened in every war. And so he would be very nervous indeed. Yes, like always.
How is it to be the wife of a man that most people consider a genius? And how does this influence somehow your personality?
If it does.
You know, you don't walk around thinking I'm married to a genius. I've known him for so very long. We always knew that we were lucky, that we were matched, and as in our characteristics, and so we knew we were very, very lucky. Remember, we had always been unlucky before we were married. Stanley and I married very young before, so when he and I married, we were 24 and he was 28, so we were a little older then.
Is there an adjective you would use, just one adjective, to describe Stanley?
He was, the one thing nobody ever says, he was fun. He was a very, very funny man. And he was very loving father, and you know, I loved him very much, so he seemed good to me.
I'd like to talk some more about your paintings and how you developed this love, if it came before or after the acting period, and how did you develop, if you're studying, if you're teaching.
I grew up in the theater. My parents were opera singers, and I always painted as a child, and I then made little theaters and puppets, and you know, so I always painted. I tried to make a living studying in Germany a little, and couldn't make a penny. So then my father said, you better do what you know how to do, because as a child I knew how to, I studied dancing, and so I made my living in the theater and then in television and film and so on. And but I always wanted to be a painter. So when Stanley married me, I got to study in UCLA in California, which was great fun. And then I painted only.
Do you teach?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do. You have a school in England?
Yes, I go every year to Oxford. There's an art festival, and you exhibit and teach there, and I do that, and I have private pupils. And I'm doing teaching. I'm going online on my website. that's new.
And also your paintings are lots of colors, and they have nice images of your family life. Mm-hmm. So what do you actually think about this contemporary art now, that for some people is very confusing because it's very new?
I love some of it very much, and I find it very exciting. And some I don't. You know, like everybody else, you go to each new show and you think, my God, you know, is this what... I don't like all of it. No, of course not. But I wouldn't say that I don't walk around not liking things that are not like my own.
Mm. You know, so you as an art expert somehow, how would you know in contemporary art and so different things, how would you recognize what is art and what is just junk?
I don't know.
No,
I think I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I do.
Just by instinct?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about all my life. Mm-hmm. And I think you can tell if something's superficial or if it's really honest.
Okay.
I think we all do. I'm sure you do also. You know, if it's really just, mm-hmm. you can tell.
Right. One last question. Is there, what's your favorite Stanley's movie?
I never can say, because I like each one, and because you're so closely connected to it, I like the last one, Eyes Wide Shut, because I think every artist likes the last thing, otherwise you wouldn't make it. And so from the killing on, I think each film had something very particular, also very different, so I don't have a favorite one. I think 2001 was, and Barry Lyndon, were possibly the most spectacular visually, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't say a favorite.